This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. President Trump is at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center this morning. The White House says he was sent to the hospital yesterday out of an abundance of caution. He started remdesivir therapy for COVID-19. Dr. Cassandra Pierre is an infectious disease physician at Boston Medical Center. For months, she has been treating people who have the disease. Good morning, Dr. Pierre, and thanks for joining WBUR's Weekend Edition.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be here.
Tell us about remdesivir treatment. What is it? Have you used it on your patients? How effective is it?
Yes, absolutely. We have used it in our hospital. We have used it on my patients. It's an antiviral agent that was originally developed to treat hepatitis C. It was unsuccessful, but then used to treat Ebola. It showed some effect in the lab against SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19. And so we've certainly seen many trials in which it's been used. And it's shown some modest clinical benefit for hospitalized patients with COVID-19 when it's used early in the treatment course. It seems to shorten the duration of illness. And so it's helpful for that. It certainly, unfortunately, has not been a blockbuster. We don't see a great effect on mortality, but it does appear to have some modest effect when we use it in our patients. And so we do use it.
The president's physician, Sean Conley, said yesterday that President Trump was given an experimental drug made by Regeneron. What is that and how does it work?
This is obviously a new medication. It's a combination of two antibodies that are directed against SARS-CoV-2 and works to reduce the amount of virus that's made in the body, and thereby it's limiting the damage that SARS-CoV-2 can cause to a person that has COVID-19. It seems like it does reduce the length of time that people have symptoms for. No word on whether it prevents progression to severe disease. There's some hint that it might, because people who had the Regeneron, the antibodies, had less clinical visits, less medical visits than those who did not receive this. But it really is too soon to tell what its benefit is beyond the fact that it might reduce the length of symptoms in people who present early for treatment.
And my understanding is that that has not yet received Food and Drug Administration approval.
It hasn't. It has not even been granted an emergency use authorization or EUA status. Many infectious disease providers like myself feel like it even needs to undergo more studies in order to receive that EUA status. But yes, it is still experimental, currently under investigation.
Do you consider that a prudent decision to administer something experimental to President Trump? And what are the risks involved there?
Sure. Certainly, we don't know what the circumstances were in relation to his receiving this medication. There certainly are certain situations where people are eligible for receiving experimental treatment. One would be obviously in the course of a clinical trial. If the president was enrolled in a clinical trial, then it would be appropriate. He would be monitored appropriately. For compassionate use would be the other reason, when people are very severely ill and require, you know, the full court press. And so I'm not sure that either of those situations apply to the president. We certainly know that he does not have very severe disease or has not been described as having severe disease. And so it is very concerning that he received this experimental medication that, once again, does not have an emergency use authorization status. I'll caution again that we don't know the circumstances in which he received the medication, but it does lead to some concern.
Now, the president's doctor issued a statement late yesterday saying President Trump was not in need of supplemental oxygen. What does that tell you?
It's certainly a good thing. It may indicate that his respiratory status is currently stable. Many patients who are hospitalized with COVID-19 do require oxygen at some point during their stay. So it's interesting that he was hospitalized without the need for supplemental oxygen. And, you know, as mentioned before, many of the medications he's getting are given to people earlier in the disease course to prevent the risk of more severe disease, having to go on a ventilator, having to, have any of the severe complications of COVID-19. So I certainly hope that the president's treatment prevents him from requiring oxygenation and obviously those more severe forms of COVID.
Dr. Pierre, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Cassandra Pierre is an infectious disease physician at Boston Medical Center.